Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson up in just a moment. But on the line with me is Alex Jones. Alex?
Hey, yeah, Watson's coming up with key news and info. I'm taking off today. And, Jason, the reason you're getting so many crazy calls is what I've tried to explain to you. We don't screen phone calls unless it's on a particular subject, and we say we want callers on that subject, so people take advantage of that. That's why I'm pretty much moving to topic-based calls and specific issues, because we now reach so many millions of people that the haters are the ones that are always going to call in first. And what that does is then distort what we're covering. You know, they're going to call in about chupacabras. They're going to call in about space beams. They're going to call in about, you know, saying we're racist, whatever, to throw us off the issue. And that's why we mainly just focus on guests and then callers on certain topics. But the last guy on the whole machete film for stations that just joined us, Robert Rodriguez has now given an Ain't It Cool News interview. And it's spun very well, but in the middle of the article, he goes ahead and says, you know what, I have cut a lot of the film out now because it is too real to reality, and it's going to be on the DVD extra because it could cause some problems. And we do have the script, and it is a race war film and does paint Hispanics as savages and as white people as a bunch of racists. It was Hispanic members of his crew that were concerned. We called the Texas Film Commission. They said they're funding it. I live here in Austin, okay, and I've met Rodriguez. You know, I'm friends with the people in the Film Commission. I know all about it, and I know he is the darling. They have different tiers of funding. That's why when they were going to produce Waco, that's coming out this year, a big film, it didn't get the funding because the state commission said no. So it's disingenuous to call in and say everyone gets funding. This is getting multi-tiers of funding, not just tax breaks. And I now, Rob Dew dug this out, San Antonio Express News and other newspapers from last year where the head of the Texas Film Commission admitted that they were massively funding and supporting with all sorts of funds and location and machete, and that it was the model. In fact, Dew can bring you the actual quotes. It was the model of the entire system. The poster child for them is machete. And so when the governor press secretary contacted us a few days after our story went nationwide on the Washington Post and Drudge Report and everywhere else, we put the governor's statement saying, well, we haven't decided whether to fund it. We'll decide that at the end. And we went and showed how that's a lie. They began authorizing funding at the beginning. And so, no, they refuse fully 30-plus percent, according to the Associated Press, of Film Commission money in Texas. So to say that everybody gets it is a lie and is disingenuous. And, again, you lose. You fail, caller. We're not the ones being disingenuous. You're the one that's either ignorant or being disingenuous. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't want to influence his film. I was contacted by people that were concerned, and if you go read his new Ain't It Cool News interview, I'm going to be covering this Sunday, he admits that he's now going to cut these parts and put it in the DVD extra because it is too real to life. This film has race war in it at a time when this country is on its edge, and at a time we have the Mexican president telling us to ban semi-automatic rifles and telling us to open our borders up, and the president is a traitor saying that we don't have borders anymore in America. I mean, give me a break. America is being swallowed by the New World Order, by globalist offshore. We've all got to come together against this and expose this situation. And, Jason, you're doing a great job. Paul Watson is coming up. Then, of course, Bob Chapman. And I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., right before you do your Sunday 3 hours, Jason.
Thank you so much, Alex. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Rand Paul's victory and the vicious media attacks against him with Paul Joseph Watson and so much more. It's the Alex Jones Show, only at InfoWars.com and streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. We have Paul Joseph Watson on hold. We're going to go to him about Rand Paul's victory and now the vicious media attacks in just a moment. We also have Tommy in Scotland, who I briefly want to go to about the seven attacks, but just finishing up on the machete point, okay, in my hands, and hopefully we're going to go to the document camp for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I have Rodriguez with the guy signing his incentives program. Look, here's the incentives bill signing. Robert Rodriguez reveals his next project as film incentives bill signing. He is the model. Machete was the model for this program. And if you don't believe me, here's the other headline out of San Antonio News. Austin was also the site of the production for Robert Rodriguez's directed movie Machete. The project was announced shortly after the film incentives were creative. Oh, it was announced right after these film incentives were creative. And Hudgens, the head of it, said the announcement was symbolic for the incentive program. So again, he is the model. There is no debating. We're not being disingenuous. I understand it's about the bottom line, but we're not distorting anything, sir. So let's go back to Tommy in Scotland very, very quickly. And you talked to Peter Power. We played the clip in the last hour of Peter Power talking about the drills that Pfizer consultants were running for private organizations of the same exact train stations blowing up and buses blowing up at the same exact time. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, when I spoke to him, as I say, I spoke to him there, I was trying to get another interview with him, but when I did it a few weeks ago, and he said, oh, you're a bit late, are you not?
I said, excuse me. He said, well, it was 5 years ago. And then I said, well, look, it's just I've got certain concerns. He said, oh, you're not one of these mad conspiracy theorists. I said, look, I'm a journalist. And then later on, he questioned him. I was asking him a few more things. He said, you know, I'm getting really worried. I don't think you really are a journalist. I said, well, look, I've got my own website. I said, an alternative media, and I've got my own radio station. And so I quizzed him on it. And I said, well, can you tell me? I said, because it's one hell of a coincidence that you could be pulling off drills at the same time when, you know, these things happened. And he said, well, look, do you think I would seriously have anything to do with these attacks and then go on the mainstream media and tell them about it? And I said to him, well, of course, because it gives you the perfect cover, because the people that you're dealing with or you were with that day, they could come out later on, and then it looks a whole lot worse, because look at his background. He worked for Scotland Yard. He's on the inside. He's probably part of the illegitimate Illuminati, so he's part of the inside job that happened on that day, and real questions should be answered, because
Tommy,
how can it be possible?
Tommy, let me stop you. Let me just stop you, and hopefully you can call into my Sunday show, and maybe we can do a half an hour on it. I should schedule that. So maybe we can have you on my Sunday show so we can discuss it, because this is the headline out of The Guardian today, July 7th, inquest to investigate role of MI5 and police. I now want to go to Paul Joseph Watts. We may discuss this later, but Paul, I really want to start off with the media attacks. Now that Rand Paul has won, and it looks like he's going to take that Senate seat, now he's against civil rights. Now he's a racist. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of all summed up by a Politico article headline, which I read yesterday, called Activist Seize Control of Politics. And that describes how establishment office holders in these recent elections have basically been ejected in a kind of retching convulsion at the status quo, you know, as this popular sentiment continues to rise. Now, the establishment is in a blind, complete stupor and panic about what to do over Rand Paul's success, even though, you know, he's not even senator yet. He's still got to beat his Democratic opponent, Jack Conway, in November. But now we see Rand Paul being feathered and tarred about 10 times more, about 100 times more than Elaine Kagan. I mean, on the one hand, you have Kagan, who, you know, her every view on the Second Amendment, free speech, you know, her office argued to ban books, ban political pamphlets. She wants Americans held without trial, detained without trial. Her every view is completely abhorrent to the U.S. Constitution, and yet the corporate media is giving her such a soft ride compared to Rand Paul, who goes on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow a couple of days ago. He intellectually disagrees with one out of the 10 titles of the Civil Rights Act about preventing the government from regulating the First Amendment private businesses. He's not saying he's going to revoke the Civil Rights Act, as the debunkers have all claimed. So Maddow tries to back him into a corner for 20 minutes on this issue, and then the day after, just about the entire corporate media, and today the LA Times front page purely devoted to attacking Rand Paul, and of course followed by all the neo-lib George Soros blogs, launch into him and try to insinuate that Rand Paul is some kind of Klan member because he holds a position which, as an article we posted about half an hour ago on PrisonPlanet.com proves, is the mainstream libertarian position on the Civil Rights Act. They've interviewed professors and top scholars at universities who have all said that Rand Paul's position is part of a mainstream libertarian viewpoint on this issue. So you've got that going on. MSNBC yesterday aired no less than 8 different segments with guests such as Jesse Jackson, James Clyburn, and all these Democratic operatives. 8 different segments, all attacking Ron Paul. Not one person did they interview who defended Ron Paul or was even neutral. But the fact is that all these smear tactics are not having much success because, as we've posted also on PrisonPlanet.com, Rasmussen reports, the big polling agency, that Rand Paul is 25 points ahead of his Jack Conway in this early stage. Obviously, there's still many months to go until the November election, but he's 25 points ahead, even in the aftermath of all these racist smears. So it proves once again that the establishment media and their operatives are coming out with this stuff from a kind of virtual reality bubble. They still think that by launching these attacks, this race baiting can have such a massive impact. And the fact is that it's not having the same impact that it would have done several years ago because people are aware of how these people operate.
And they did similar things to his father while he was running for president, saying, you know, he hated Martin Luther King Jr., and they pointed to a couple newsletters that other people had written, and his father was a racist, and now Rand Paul is a racist. Let me read what Jack Conway, his Senate opponent, had to say in the L.A. Times. Promoting a narrow and rigid ideology and has repeatedly rejected a fundamental provision of the Civil Rights Act. No matter how he tries to spin to the contrary, the fact that Paul's ideology has dangerous consequences for who? Working families, veterans, students, the disabled, and those without a voice in the halls of power. It seems to me we're the ones without a voice in the halls of power because our Congress and our Senate no longer represent the people. We do not have a government for and by the people. We do not have checks and balances in our system. And we certainly don't have a lot of people like Rand Paul that are sticking up for our First Amendment rights.
No, and that's why the establishment hates his guts. And I mean, the quote you just read from Conway is, you know, it echoes the rhetoric coming out. People are basically insinuating that Rand Paul wants to create restaurants where black people aren't allowed in them. They're saying he wants to throw out the Civil Rights Act and reinforce segregation, which, of course, is a complete and utter baloney. If anyone tried to set up a business or a restaurant that wouldn't serve black people, it would get picketed, shut down, and, you know, people wouldn't patronize it in an instant. So the attacks are completely made up, but the fact that they're being echoed across every corporate media rag just shows you how desperate they are to smear Ron Paul. And you can tell that this was contrived because in the very hours after his victory, his crushing victory over the neocon stooge that ran against him, they tried to attack Ron Paul because he held his victory celebration in a country club. And they said that this was some kind of racist, elitist thing to do. So right from the very start, they were trying to contrive race baiting and attack him on these racial angles. The country club thing was pathetic. It didn't work. So now you had Maddow try and push him into a corner on this civil rights thing. And despite the fact that Rand Paul has eloquently defended his position, which again is backed up by mainstream libertarians, the libertarian icon, the late Harry Brown, held the same position. You have Rand Paul eloquently defending himself, but they're still going with it. But just like the country club, Mia, I think it'll wash away very quickly. But what I find amazingly hypocritical is the fact that this originated from Rachel Maddow of MSNBC. And this is a woman who 80% of her paycheck comes from the owners of NBC Universal, General Electric, whose primary business activity is manufacturing bombs to be dropped on brown people in the Middle East and the Third World. So she's paid by a contractor whose business it is to slaughter brown people, and yet Rand Paul is a big racist because he thinks government shouldn't stick its nose into private business. A little bit hypocritical there, I might say.
I would say so as well, and unfortunately, the establishment media over at MSNBC, it was okay to criticize the war when it was under the Bush administration, and it was okay to point out all these infractions in civil liberties and our privacy and our freedom, but now that Barack Obama's in, it's okay to be in the Middle East, and we need to attack anybody who may oppose democratic power, Paul.
Well, that's right, and I mean, you see it from every angle. I mean, Olbermann is terrible now. He was really good when Bush was in power, but as soon as Obama got in, as we predicted before would happen, they just switch straight away and they start supporting whoever's in power.
We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're with Paul Joseph Watson. Go check us out at Infowars.com and streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 21st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,182.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,214.62, $607.31 for a half ounce, or $303.65 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,214.62, $607.31, and $303.65.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex Jones. We have Paul Joseph Watson on the line. We're going to go back to him in just a moment, but I want to thank some of our great sponsors that make this show today possible. EcolaBlue.com. That's E-C-O-L-O Blue.com. You can call them at 1-800-691-6043. That's right. It's fresh drinking water made from thin air. Almost, or it's up to 7.5 gallons of fresh water per day. This is not a water filtration system. Well, it is, because it's got 7 to 12 filters inside of it, but it pulls the water from the air. You do not have to hook it to a source. It's the best tasting water I've ever drank in my life. We drink it on the reg here in the office. It's ColaBlue.com, 1-800-691-6043. And I want to tell you guys about WeaponsUniverse.com. Hey, folks, we have a new sponsor that you're just going to love. These folks have everything you can imagine for your self-defense needs that you need to get. Whether you need knives or stun guns, blow guns, collapsible batons, they have it at weaponsuniverse.com. So go check it for all your security needs. All right, now going back, Paul, I also want to point out this wasn't just Rachel Maddow. A lot of people are pointing to the Rachel Maddow interview because it was the first one out there and everybody needed to piggyback on that to get it into the headlines today. But Wolf Blitzer also did a piece basically saying, you don't like black people, do you, Rand? And Rand said, you know, where's my honeymoon? And he's like, you don't get one in politics. But Barack Obama sure got a honeymoon even before he was elected, Paul.
Indeed he did. And then the people who started to criticize him, they were called racist for using the word socialism. So they only choose to race bait when it suits their cause. And you're right, I mean, it's everywhere. The LA Times front page, like you said, MSNBC, no less than 8 different segments yesterday on it all attacking him. And also the Obama campaign group, Organizing for America, has sent out a mass email saying that Rand Paul supports segregation and that this should cause a, quote, massive public outcry, which then provoked Rand Paul to have to issue a statement saying he doesn't want to repeal the Civil Rights Act just because he intellectually disagrees with the scope of 1 out of the 10 titles of it. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's transparently a contrived attack. And I'm sure that once this comes to light, as it already is being brought to light, that they'll move on to something else. And they've already floated that with this David Corn character, which I'm sure that you've come across in the course of your 9/11 research. And this is an ultimate neoliberal establishment insider who, at every major juncture, acts as an apologist for the establishment. He denied that there was any warning prior to 9/11 about pre-attack intelligence, something which has been proven in triplicate. You know, he attacked Gary Webb for exposing CIA drug running. He poses as a liberal, and yet he's a neocon light. He's a statist. Again, he supports whoever's in power and what they do. So now he's come out with this article out of The Nation saying that basically, Rand Paul's paranoid, delusional, and dangerous because he's made some appearances on the Alex Jones show. And because, like, 6 of the 10 actual 9/11 commissioners, we talk about, you know, 9/11 being a cover-up, which supposedly, in Korn's worldview, which is about 5 or 6 years past its sell-by date, makes Rand Paul, this paranoid, nutcase conspiracy theorist, unfit to be a senator.
Well, we know that's absolutely unbelievable. You look at the evidence, they're running drills of planes being hijacked and driven into buildings at the same exact time, just like the 7/7 bombings. And again, the inquest into the 7/7 bombings is now going to look at the MI5 role. Expect a whitewash. The bottom line is the establishment out there has about 6 months to really try to discredit Rand Paul with their vicious attacks, with their lies, in conjunction with their voting machine fraud. I mean, they better get the Diebold systems in there quick, or this guy may be a senator from Kentucky in before they can blink an eye. So they're really going to work hard, Paul, over the next 5 to 6 months. I think they're going to keep pounding the pavement, asking the same question again and again and again until they get a response that they can distort in a manner that they can blow it up all over the mainstream, like when Howard Dean went, yeah, and they said, wow, look at this crazy person. He can't be the president. I'm not a fan of Howard Dean. I just saw the media turn on somebody with one act, and they're going to be waiting fervently for that act. So when we come back, it's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to play the clip of Wolf Blitzer basically saying, you're guilty, you don't like civil rights, you're bad, aren't you, Rand Paul? And Rand Paul handles himself impeccably. We've got Paul Joseph Watson on the line. It's the Alex Jones Show, only at InfoWars.com and streaming via TV live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Before you slip into
we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. We're with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to be going to a clip of Wolf Blitzer grilling Rand Paul, guilty until proven innocent, of course, when you're part of the establishment media, about his racism and he doesn't like civil rights. But first, I want to tell you about my latest and greatest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Folks, this is something I had worked on over the last 5 years doing research. Alex Jones was good enough to have me out here in the last year and a half to put this together. Graphically, I feel it is the best New World Order film out there. It has hundreds of quotes from the elite establishment hacks themselves, promoting what? Global government and a new world order. So please get the DVD over at InfoWars.com or become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber and watch it in the highest of quality. All right. I am going to go to this clip right now. Here is Blitzer going after Rand Paul, towing the establishment line.
CNN. I want to give you a chance to explain, because there's a lot of confusion right now about precisely where you stand. And I'll ask you a simple question. If you had been a member of the Senate or the House back in 1964, would you have voted yay or nay for the Civil Rights Act?
Yes, I would have voted yes.
So why is there all this confusion emerging right now? Give me your analysis, because you've had to issue a statement today. There have been interviews on NPR yesterday and MSNBC. Tell us what's going on.
Well, first of all, if I thought I was supposed to get a honeymoon, when does my honeymoon start, you know, after my victory?
No such thing in politics, Dr. Paul.
No such thing. I think you're right. I think what troubles me is that the news cycle's gotten out of control. I mean, for several hours on a major news network yesterday, they reported repeatedly that I was for repealing the Civil Rights Act. That is not only not true, never been my position, but is an out-and-out lie, and they repeated it all day long. It started with my Democrat opponent asserting this, but has never been my position.
You support that, because the argument was made that you support the Civil Rights Act in terms of federal, terms of government responsibilities. There should be no racism or segregation. But if there's a private club or a restaurant where they don't want to serve African Americans, as abhorrent as that is, you think that they have a, you suggested, correct me if I'm wrong, they would have a right to do that.
Well, what I did suggest was that it was a stain on the history of the South and of our country that, you know, we desegregated in 1840 in Boston. William Lloyd Garrison was up there with Frederick Douglass being thrown off trains and going through what happened in the 1960s in 1840 in Boston. So I think it is a stain on our history and something that I am sad for, and something that if I had been alive at the time, would hope that I would have been there marching with Martin Luther King. One of our biggest county coordinators was there with Martin Luther King, attended the rallies in D.C., and considers himself to be a civil rights activist. And he takes it as a personal insult that people will say that our movement doesn't believe in civil rights.
But I just want to be precise on this, Dr. Paul. I just want to be precise. Did Woolworth, the department store, have a right at their lunch counters to segregate blacks and whites?
I think that there was an overriding problem in the South so big that it did require federal intervention in the 60s, and it stemmed from things that I said, you know, had been going on really 120 years too long, and the southern states weren't correcting it, and I think there was a need for federal intervention.
All right, so you've clarified you would have voted yay, you would have voted yes in favor of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Would you also have voted for the Americans with Disabilities Act?
Well, I have some questions about it. I mean, the one question that comes to mind to my thinking is, let's say you have a local office and you have a two-story office and one of your workers is handicapped. Should you not be allowed maybe to offer them an office on the first floor, or should you be forced to put in a $100,000 elevator? I think that sounds like common sense, that you should be allowed maybe to give them a first floor office. I think sometimes when we have a federal solution, we make it one size fits all, and that we recognize the problem, which I do also, of someone who's handicapped, but then we don't take into consideration at all the business owner or the property owner. So I think it's a balancing act, and I'd have to look at that legislation to see how they balanced it. But my understanding is that small business owners were often forced to put in elevators, and I think you ought to at least be given the choice of, can you provide an opportunity without maybe having to pay for an elevator?
So the answer is you don't know for sure if you would have voted yes or no on that Americans for Disabilities Act.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to look at it and see. I think you do have to, it's a balancing act, and I am in favor of trying to have the workplace open. My office is open to the handicapped. We try very hard, but, you know, it's been open to the handicapped for decades. So, you know, it doesn't always take government for people to do the right thing. Sometimes government has to step in extraordinary circumstances. But I think a lot of times that the private world can step up and do the right things, or we can find local solutions over federal solutions. So it's not always whether you oppose something. It's about where the solution should arrive, whether it arrives at the federal government or the local government. I do think, though, that there is a big civil rights issue out there, and I think the Democrats avoid it, and that's school choice. I think the biggest thing holding down our inner-city communities is a lack of good education, and I say give them a choice, let them choose to go to a school anywhere in the city or outside the city, And so I think school choice is the civil rights issue of our era, and many people are saying that.
There he is, Rand Paul, taking the grilling from Wolf Blitzer and really breaking it down. Paul, your thoughts?
Well, people like Wolf Blitzer know that to forward an intellectual argument about something like the Civil Rights Act would take hours. You know, it's an academic debate. He knows that he's got 3 or 4 minutes on there, and that in Wolf Blitzer's case, he needs to dumb it down. And the overall implication that they're trying to heap on Rand Paul is that he hates black people. He's going to repeal the Civil Rights Act. He's going to discriminate against minorities and disabled people. And that's what they want to put out there. I mean, you can go and read the fathers of the libertarian movement and professors in universities today who carefully explain where Rand Paul is coming from on this. But they know that the majority of people watching a 3 or 4 minute CNN news segment aren't going to do that. So they boil it down, they dumb it down, and they throw it out as a smear. And that's exactly what's happened over the past few days.
And if you listen to what he says, especially at the end, he's actually for minorities being able to pick their own schooling. If anybody's ever been into the inner city of New York, of course, it's largely minority-based. And he's saying, well, those kids should have a choice at a real education, and the majority do not. And talking about that as a real civil rights issue, that's not on the headlines, Paul.
Well, exactly. And, I mean, he's got nothing to defend himself against. That's what Ron Paul said, and it's exactly right, because this has been contrived by the corporate media. They tried it with, you know, calling him a racist country club elitist just because he had his victory celebration there. That didn't work, so now they're going at it from this angle. And the corporate media has lost most of its credibility. So these kind of smears don't work anymore, which is what they need to understand, which is why they're flip-flopping from one to another. And now it seems to have moved on to this Rand Paul went on the Alex Jones show a few times, and that supposedly makes him evil now. So it looks like they're going to try and run with that one next. But again, it's like flogging a dead horse. Rand Paul and his father Ron Paul have repeatedly said that a significant amount of their supporters are Alex Jones listeners, or at least they're familiar and embrace the same ideals and the information that Alex talks about every day on his show. So to try and, you know, undermine Rand Paul's support base by associating him with Alex Jones and the information that Alex Jones puts out, when most of Rand Paul's supporters have similar beliefs, is just completely asinine, and it won't work. It'll fall flat on its face.
Well, absolutely, but that won't stop them from trying. I want to shift gears and talk a little bit about what's happening with Google. This one is out of The Guardian. Google keeps Street View UK Wi-Fi data as privacy group seeks legal action. If you were listening on Wednesday, I stood in for Alex for about an hour and went over the fact that Google, over the past several years, they're not saying how many years, were using their Street View camera devices, their little cars there, to take all the wireless data and store it. Oh, they were taking open source information and storing it in their data mining operation. But then they said it was an accident, Paul. Oh, it was all accidental. But anybody who knows anything about computers knows to take information and to store it requires hardware and software. And I've had people email me and say, those are just cameras on the top of the car. Yeah, they're cameras, but they're also admitting to data mining. So this article right here, a Google Street View car on Coronation Street, it's not clear whether the Rover's return has Wi-Fi. Of course it does. Google is to retain data captured from the UK wireless home networks while carrying out its Street View mapping until it receives more specific instructions from the UK Information Commissioner, it said today. But if you were listening on Wednesday, they said they told them to destroy the data immediately. They're not going to do so. Regulation of an Investigatory Powers Act, RIPA, for unlawful interception of users' data, and the group may try to go to the police to investigate the situation. It absolutely should be a criminal criminal investigation into why Google is taking everybody's information without their permission. Google is already facing criminal investigations in Germany over its capture of the data from open Wi-Fi networks and faces further investigations from a number of European countries for possible breaches of data protection laws and possibly computer hacking. It says it has deleted the data that was collected in Ireland, Denmark, and Austria, according to those countries' wishes. That means there cannot be any threat of prosecution to those countries, as any evidence for the court case is unavailable. So they saw that they might be prosecuted in those countries and apparently dumped the data. In a statement released on Friday, the company said, following requests from the Irish, Danish, and Austrian data protection authorities, we can confirm that we have deleted payload data identified as coming in from those countries. They're also saying that they got rid of their Belgium, France, Italy, Spain, Germany, Switzerland, and Czech Republic information. Notice the United States isn't there. And if you read the headline yesterday, it was the CEO, Eric Schmidt, who we have in Visible Empire, talking about a new world order, saying no harm, no foul, as if this is a basketball game. No, it's a data mining issue. And I'm going to close it with this. German prosecutors have requested access to one of the hard drives used in the data gathering, though Google has so far refused. See, they won't tell you what they're taking. Paul, what's your view on this, and why isn't this a huge story in the United States?
It isn't a huge story because Google's reputation as a respecter of privacy, which of course is a misnomer, They worked with, it was announced in 2008, more than 2 years ago, that Google was working with the CIA to gather intelligence inside the US. You know that Google was founded with the aid of CIA money. So, of course, Google is a mass depository of data about Americans and about anyone that uses it. And the government's going to use that data, and the government's working with Google to use that data. It's like Facebook. Again, it's just a mass government depository. Anyone who still has a Facebook profile that they keep any personal information whatsoever on is out of their mind. You had the instant messages come out last week from the founder and CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, where he's talking to someone about people on Facebook, people using Facebook, and he said, quote, I have over 4,000 emails, pictures, addresses, SNS, and this is just after it started. And his friend responds, what? How did you manage that one? Zuckerberg, people just submitted it. I don't know why. They trust me. Dumb effers. So that's the CEO and founder of Facebook laughing about and swearing at people who submit their personal information, which he now has control of. And now we learn that, again, like Google, Facebook is openly working with the CIA with all this information about people's personal lives right at their fingertips.
Exactly. It's going to create a system where they can really database and profile people on another level and then sell those databases and profiles to private companies. So you won't even have to go on Facebook to see the little ad on the side. They're going to match your IP address with your Facebook account, and you'll literally go to any search engine or website and you'll see those type of ads. And it goes much, much further than that. Again, in Invisible Empire, I go over Hepting versus AT&T, where the largest telecommunications companies, 99.9% of the telecommunication companies in this country, are taking all the data and storing them with NARIS Insight systems for the federal government. And they are being keyed up through Echelon, Carnivore, and other systems to database you, to profile you. And this is just another step in the cashless society control grid that they're trying to put into place, Paul.
Well, exactly. And it's not just a privacy issue. It's a harassment issue, because as we're moving towards this Minority Report style world where advertising and promotional media becomes more and more invasive, you know, now they have magazines that play videos when you're opening and reading just a standard magazine. They have systems whereby if you drive by certain places on the highway where they have transmitters, they can sense what radio station you're listening to and display ads based on those tastes in music or preferences. When you list the bands that you like on your Facebook page, targeted advertising based on that information that you submitted is then directed towards you. So it's not just a question of your personal life being exposed and being known. It's the harassment that will follow as a result of this Minority Report-style invasive advertising, which will all run off the information that you gave them in the first place.
And it's not just that. Years ago, the FBI announced that they would be trolling MySpace and Facebook with fake profiles to basically entrap people. For instance, I remember the story last year at a high school prom party in New Jersey. They had some just police officers infiltrate one of the groups, say, hey, this is where the party's going to be. And they went and busted a post-prom party via Facebook. People need to realize this is already in use by law enforcement.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's no surprise because the entire internet was a NSA database. That's how it began, and it hasn't really changed from that in 2010. So people need to be more aware than ever about personal information. I still find it amazing that people will post photographs of their own children and, you know, photographs of their own personal life completely openly on the internet for everyone in the world to view. I mean, if they value their privacy so little, then, you know, they shouldn't be surprised when all these scandals emerged about how their data was being sold by the government and between different corporations. So it's a two-way street.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. We're going to come back with one final segment with Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. We're streaming live over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
final segment with Paul Joseph Watts of PrisonPlanet.com. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. And, Paul, before you go, I want to get your take on Calderon earlier in the week getting in front of the White House lawn with President Barack Obama denouncing the Arizona law. President Barack Obama getting up there saying, well, I think the law has the potential to be used to racially profile, and then now getting in front of our Congress and receiving a standing ovation as he says, yeah, we're going to ban the guns, and we're just going to make everybody legal here. It's despicable what Arizona's doing.
Yeah, I wrote an article this morning about Congressman McClintock's response to what Calderon said and how he was cheered on by the Democrats in Congress. And he basically quoted President Teddy Roosevelt from about 100 years ago on how immigration was originally defined and how immigrants should emigrate into the United States and how it should be done. And the full quote's in the article. And Teddy Roosevelt basically said, we only have room for one flag, the American flag. We only have room for one language, and that is the English language. And yet, we were forced to witness a few days ago Michelle Obama, the first lady, who visited a school in New Hampshire, dancing around with these children, a Mexican flag inside a U.S. school, while the children told her about how their parents were illegal aliens. So I find it absolutely abhorrent that you've got these radical racial liberation theology people who are hyped up with this La Raza coming into the U.S. illegally, flying the Mexican flag, tearing down the U.S. flag, and now even you have students on campuses getting kicked off wearing T-shirts with the American flag on. And it's completely 180 to what the original scope and purpose of what rational immigration into America was supposed to be about. So it's a disgrace that a president, call him a president lightly, he wasn't even, he basically lost the election and he got in by hook or by crook. So an unelected dictator lecturing the United States Congress and the American people about their own domestic laws and then going further and attacking the Second Amendment and calling for the assault weapons ban to be reinstated. And McClintock called it an outrage, and that's exactly what it is.
Absolutely an outrage. And to go back to what Michelle Obama did, they are playing on the dumbed-down masses' heartstrings by showing you this cute little girl and, my mommy says we don't have papers. Does that mean I'm going to get taken away? And then Michelle Obama says, don't worry, sweetie. That's one of the things we have to fix, and we're going to fix that. Don't worry. I was blown away, and you're seeing this all over the news.
Yeah, but then look at what happens if you don't have papers in Mexico. You know, you get thrown in jail. I mean, just look at the picture at the top of my article today. People who visit Mexico say, and we quoted another one who was a resident of Arizona in the article yesterday, that basically you can't travel for 20 minutes without getting stopped and searched by goons in military outfits with guns. So that's how Mexico treats visitors to Mexico, whereas, you know, you just walk straight across the border into the United States and you can get a welfare, you can get a job, you can get all these civil rights. And just for enforcing an immigration policy that's already on the books in Arizona, suddenly, you know, everybody's in outrage about it. And again, it's a contrived media spectacle. The key thing about it is, according to all the polls, and I linked to one in the article yesterday, the majority of Hispanics, African Americans, and Asian Americans support enforcing the current immigration laws that are on the books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.